Short Stack Radio. We're having lots of fun at Short Stack Radio. So come and sing along, we're talking about shit and it doesn't make sense, but we're the best of friends, so listen anyway. Yeah.
Short Stack Radio.
No, so didn't we talk about, apparently, I actually totally forgot about this, but a lot of our fans have been reminding us recently that we apparently mentioned this in an episode of Short Stack TV, that we were going to do this yonks ago. Yeah. And I keep getting tweets about people like, I can't wait to hear about Sean the Angry Emo. Oh, but yeah, that was originally, yeah, not this Sean, it was about Sean Jennings, and he is no longer with us.
I am an angry emo though. Today I had this thing happen to me. Mm-hmm. All right, so we explain what we're doing first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So are we gonna Periscope everyone? I don't think so. No.
Special one.
Yeah. This is a special one. We're gonna Periscope this, but we're actually doing a podcast type thing. Because the three of us are super obsessed with podcasts, and I've only recently started getting into it. Every night now, I listen to a hack. I fall asleep to Tom Tilly's voice.
Andy's so recently discovered the internet.
I have. It's good shit.
Tom Tilly's fan basis should be called Tilly Billies. But anyway, I'm Sean.
You gotta introduce yourself.
Fuck off.
I am Brady.
You had one job. Remember your name. I'm Andy.
All right, here we go.
Short Stack Radio! Yeah.
So today, something interesting actually did happen to me. I was talking about this before. So I went for a surf. Was a little bit gnarly. Not too gnarly. Anyway.
How gnarly.
It wasn't like...
Grouse.
Shofu's here. Down here is like the lake. It was about there. So... Guy hurt himself. I heard him go, screaming pain. First thought was like, oh my god, I can't believe this guy's hurt himself. Like, I hope he's okay.
And then he saw sharks.
I didn't even think that at all.
I would think sharks.
Second thought, kind of hope he's hurt, because then I get to save him. Is that a terrible thing to say?
Have you been like watching that thing? I think it's on the project tonight where that guy jumped in the water. Are you just seeing all the gratification he's getting and you just want to be...
What did he do?
Oh, he's in Brisbane. in Brisbane. Oh, a guy crashed into the water and like some tradie jumped in after him.
Really?
I totally do that.
Awesome work. Yeah.
I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, well,
but it does sound like something you would love to do, yeah.
But don't watch it because it's on right now.
No, it's not okay.
Listen to us.
Family Feud's on. Family Feud sucks.
I love Family Feud.
No, you would.
I would, and
you
I
are,
do.
You look like Grant Denyer. Fun fact, Grant Denyer used to be an ice addict. Does everyone know that?
No.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big statement to make.
I'm pretty sure. Okay.
Wait, did you make it up?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, that's really bad. Are you sure of this?
You know how, like...
He doesn't look like it.
Iron Man. What's Iron Man's name?
Robert Downey Jr.
You know how he used to be a heroin addict?
Yeah.
The same way that Grant Denyer used to be an ice addict. Like, I am 99.9% sure that's true.
Let's not rely on Sean's facts. We don't want to get... Yeah.
But okay. he looks
sorry,
so...
Sorry, that's
so
us, Grant Denyer.
He looks so healthy, though.
Hey, why are you taking
that? Like, get back to the Wonka factory! Anyway, this week, I also had a funny thing happen. I went into radio. I did the breakfast shift with Byron for a morning, which is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Good bloke.
A top bloke. And then they had to come up with things that I think would be funny to talk about. So I thought it'd be really funny to call up my brother.
That's right, yeah. I briefly heard about this.
Your brother is the most boring person in the world.
He is so boring. That's why I thought it'd be funny. And he told a really boring story. But anyway, so I had to convince my brother somehow to let me talk to him on the radio. And there's no phone reception in there, so I had to use the phone that is in the staff room. They were having like a meeting. And as soon as I heard him on the phone, it was like we were 12 years old again. And like no one else was around for some reason. And I needed to convince him to get on this radio show. And he goes, oh no, I don't want to do it. And in this bored opinion, I go, oi, now you fuckwit, just do it. And I turned around and all these people like...
I think we need a test of how crappy he is. Let's get him on the phone now.
Let's do it again.
Let's reenact.
He texts me all day and he's like, I better get in trouble from work. I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, then not. He's a teacher.
See, I always thought when I heard that on the radio, like, oh, let's call up her now. And the person's like, oh no. Like, I always thought that it really was live, but yeah, I guess they probably would have to pre-plan.
Did I tell you the story about the people from school calling up?
No.
So the guy halfway through the segment is like, oh, we got, I forget who it even was, we got like a Keani on the phone or something like that. And I'm like,
who? Keani?
I don't know. I forget who it was. And they're like, oh, she went to school with you. I was like, oh, cool. And I'm like, they're just calling up to say hi. It's like, kind of fucking busy here. Like, I haven't spoke to you in 5 years. Why would this be the moment I talk to you?
Can I borrow some money?
All right, that's one stupid topic we've talked about. Is everything still working? We're all good.
Yeah, I'm looking at
see
us.
See if we got some responses. How are we going with this?
We have 4.5 people watching.
Four and a half.
We have
must be four people in Grand Canyon.
Hey, yo. So here we go. This is a bit controversial.
Ooh.
I have this segment as nice people being dicks.
Okay.
Right.
Caitlyn Jenner. Formerly Bruce Jenner.
Yep.
Yes.
Super nice person.
Yeah.
Amazing thing what she's done for the transgender community.
Yeah.
Like, put it on the map. If this time, it's like, it's going to be amazing. Sensational work.
I agree.
The name Caitlyn is her son's girlfriend's name.
Oh.
Really?
Bit of a dick move.
Oh, that's a Why? Fantastic topic.
Because he all the names he could have chosen, he chose his, like, potential daughter-in-law's name.
See, I have a theory on this. I have a theory on the name of why he chose Caitlyn, right?
Oh, God.
No, because I feel like, you know, he just broke up, you know, him and, what's his name, the wife? I don't watch the show, but didn't.
Wait a minute, I'll get it.
It is Morticia Kardashian.
Whatever she's called. No, they just broke up.
It's Chris.
Oh, Chris, yeah, they just all broke up. It felt like he was kind of getting left behind a little
no.
bit. I don't know. I don't watch the show, so I don't really know. But it felt like, I don't know, it was all about the, you know, the girls, Kardashians or whatever. And then it turns like Kim, Courtney, Khloe, Kate, Schmo. I think,
Kendall,
I feel,
Koo, Klux
yeah,
fan.
It's like, he just, he, there's only so many names you can think of that start with, you know, a C, a K sound. So I think it was necessary, had to get the Caitlyn. How many other, like, I can't think of any more. Khloe, Courtney, Kashi, Cotton, So it's like, there's only so many. I feel that he chose that because he wanted to be part of the cake.
I totally agree with you.
That's
definitely. No, but it's like,
yeah,
rings, but think about it. Khloe, Courtney.
But his last name isn't Kardashian.
Neither is the other two, the younger ones.
You're onto something.
That's what I think. I think that's why, and that's what I said. Yeah. But anyway.
Do you think he'd be a little bit upset he didn't have, like, a gender neutral name? Like, Brady. If you became a woman, you could still use Brady.
Same with me.
Same with Andy.
Yeah, Andy can be a girl's name.
You could stretch it enough. I reckon you could stretch it enough.
No.
It could become Sean, show easy. Like,
no.
Like, Sean.
That is ludicrous.
My cousin's named Sean.
Your cousin has a shit name.
You just offended all
the
time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's my name. I stole the name, so they had it. No.
Here's a fun fact. My name is actually Andrew. Not many people
really?
Know that. It's really Andrew.
How did you get Andy from Andrew?
I went through a phase, but right, I thought, like, because, and Sean pointed it out, actually, I feel Sean. Like, and this is actually one of the topics I want to talk about. I feel like I've really started to feel the age thing recently.
Oh, me too.
And Lukey, our guitarist, you know, everyone knows Lukey, Luke Lucas, legend. He's really been doomsdaying me recently, but with this whole age thing, getting older and stuff like that. And I feel like it might be time to transition from the Andy. Drew.
Drew.
Drew's like if I'm thinking, like, if I'm going to be a 50-year-old man, you can't imagine a 50-year-old man going to the grocery store like, hey, hi, my name's Andy. Like, that's just a bit weird, but Drew, it's mature.
So you'd
it's
be
sophisticated.
In the so you'd be Mountain Drew?
Yeah.
We need to think of older, mature men who are called Andy now. All right,
Andy.
Let's think of all the
Andy Sandberg.
He's a bit childish, though, isn't he?
Yeah. It's not like President Andy.
True. And I'm very mature as well, I suppose, yeah.
King Ralph.
I'm trying to think of someone tough who's called Andy.
There isn't any.
No wrestlers?
No.
You seem to be forgetting about myself. I am quite masculine.
Very masculine.
Mm.
Anyway, Comic-Con happened this week.
Yep. You know, the funny thing I found so interesting, I don't know if anyone's seen Ted 2. Me and Andy have. Oh. We haven't seen it yet. Andy and I have seen Ted 2, and I really enjoyed it.
What would you give it out of 10?
See, I go off the Rotten Tomatoes rating.
What would you give it out of 10?
Well, I try to agree with what Rotten Tomatoes give movies, so like...
But what would you give it out of 10?
Well, it would be out of 100, because they give it a percentage. Okay. So I'll go, I think it got like 50-something percent, and I thought that was silly. I thought it was at least a high 70s, if not low 80s.
No, it's a shame, because 1 is the highest and 10 is the... No, it's a shit joke.
No, it doesn't... But no, the reason I bring up Ted 2 is in the movie, there's a very large portion of it is in Comic-Con. And I thought
it was
really? So interesting, because Comic-Con is going on right now. I thought that was so clever. It's really cool.
They would have had to film there.
Yeah, I know. It was really
holy
cool.
Holy shit, that's an awesome Mark Wahlberg cosplay.
No, it was cool though. So yeah, that got me excited for Comic-Con as well, and all the awesome news. There was a lot of Star Wars news coming out of Comic-Con.
I do love Star Wars. I really love Batman. Tell the boys, number 11 in the world for Batman. Like,
I don't get
hello,
that.
Hello, ladies.
I don't it's know. Like a ranking that's system. Actually something I think, like, you should tick that off your bucket list. Like, I'm actually impressed.
I'm not number
everything
one yet.
You've achieved. 11 in the world in Batman, like, honestly.
It's 11 in the world in Batman. Nickelodeon award. That's it. That clocks out. The other thing being, alright, so I went to Catholic school, but I was never really super religious, but I grew up, like, always being aware of Jesus and being surrounded by people that were so into Jesus, and I never got it, and I was like, never really got into the whole church thing. It never was mm-hmm. for me. But if every Sunday heap of people gathered together to talk about Batman, I would totally be down for that.
Right.
Well, why don't you just, like, pretend that and just replace the name Jesus with Batman when you're sitting there listening? Batman well, died for our sins.
I guess they're quite similar figures, really.
Well, they are.
That could be quite blasphemous. Mm. Is that the right word?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, people are actually tweeting it. Grant Denyer meth addiction.
Oh,
I have nothing against Grant Denyer.
Well, he did say him. I think he's awesome.
Yeah, good on you, Grant.
And he kicked it.
He kicked
but,
it, yeah.
But, you know what they say, obviously stunts your growth.
I feel like he could take a good joke about being small.
Yeah.
Actually, that brings me to my next topic.
Other game shows? Eddie McGuire?
No. I had this. I wrote down a few topics of little things to talk about.
Eddie McGuire's a pervert. Eddie McGuire is not actually a pervert.
You're a bloody pedophile.
No, I feel like this could become a regular segment because I'm forever, whenever I meet up with the boys, I always have a new story to tell.
This about... is not going.
What's this? Hey?
Nothing.
Oh, did you just read what I wrote?
No,
it wasn't bad.
We implied you were meeting up with boys for different reasons than you probably were.
No. Anyway. I have a property, right? And because we're always traveling, I rent out a couple of rooms to, some
when I rent out my mansion.
No,
to the less fortunate.
No, I rent out a couple of rooms to like students, and they're young, and they are a handful, and that, honestly, the stories they tell, they are crazy.
It's
but
a
last
sitcom.
Night's story, set it off. I'm not going to mention any names, but I feel like I need to paint a bit of a picture. So, I had been warned by a couple of my tenants that there was a couple that had moved in and they were fighting a bit. They heard a bit of an argument or whatever. Mm. I approached them about this and, you know, I said, these are the issues. We can't have this. You know, there's students in the house. You've got to be quiet.
So you were the mediator of a problem.
I was the mediator
you
of a problem.
You didn't cause the
this
problem.
This was so difficult for me, you know, trying to act professional.
Was it two separate people in the house or was it a couple?
Sorry?
Two separate people in the house were having a problem. I'm
yes.
picturing Big Brother. I don't know how
yes,
else.
That's a good analogy. Yeah, is that
so
the right
had,
word?
No. Sure. They had two separate rooms and they're two separate people and they were, what were they bickering
no,
about?
No, there's a couple that lives in one room.
Yeah.
And they were fighting apparently. They were causing a noise. And I have heard noises
I
before.
I want to watch Andy Schauer. No, I want to watch Andy Schauer.
More or less those kind of arguments. Anyway, let me get to the story. So I, you know, approached him about this and I said, you know, we got to be respectful of the other tenants in the house, mm-hmm. you know. And they explained to me that we play fight. And I was like,
what?
The way they worded it.
What?
Like play fight. And they said, you know, it's kind of like a sexual thing.
No,
and I was like,
they did
oh,
not say that.
They
swear said that.
They said it, and I was like, oh, okay, I hear my head and I said, I don't really need to know the details
weird.
About this. No, but let me paint a picture of this couple.
A great
no,
story,
I need to paint
way.
A picture of this couple. Why? This is where it gets really good. Okay, I'm not the tallest guy in the world. This guy.
You're a Grant. What is
Grant
Denyer? I'm taller than Grant Denyer, but. Anyway, this guy may not be taller. The guy might not be taller than Grant Denyer. He's not the tallest guy in the world. Pretty solid dude. This girl, right, least 6 foot tall. Like, I'm talking,
whoa.
Like, if they, I'm talking, and this is what I'm thinking. Like yeah. the way they said it, because it was almost like they implied angry sex.
Right.
Angry sex. And I was like, first thing you think, oh, domestic violence, oh, don't want any of that sign of stuff. But then I was thinking, well, there's no way of any chance of that happening, because this girl could literally kick the shit out of me. Like, she could kick the shit out of me.
But, of easily. Course, there could be the more rare case of domestic violence of opposite.
No, like, this is the kind of thing, like...
This podcast's gone really bad, really
quick. If this dude... No, if this dude was to shave his head, put on a nappy, and she was to milk him, you would just think that it was just a beautiful moment between a mother and her son. Like, that's the difference that we're talking about in this group. And I was just at shock, and I was like, yeah, I get that. Well, maybe, like...
Maybe
just
I have could to join in sometime.
No, not that. But I just... Yeah,
what was the resolution to the problem?
The resolution to the problem was... You know, put a muzzle on, I guess. You know, I don't know.
I think they were lying. They were totally lying.
Well, see, I don't know, because it was weird, because she totally wears the pants in the relationship, because he would go to explain and she'd be like, oh, like, do you want to leave? And I was like, ooh, oh, man, like, wow. I was intimidated. Like, honestly, I was, yeah.
I felt like a little boy.
No, but in saying that, lovely people, like, really nice. I like them. But,
interesting sex.
But, yeah, no, it was just, honestly, and next week there'll be another crazy story about one of my tenants, but, yeah. That was the interesting one for me today.
Segment. Andy's tenants.
Andy's crazy tenants.
I have a weekly segment too, Sean's Love Line, where people write in and they ask for love advice.
Oh.
And Shelley, who is 16, asks,
is this real? This is real.
Yeah. How do I get boys to like me? Brady, how does Shelley get boys to like her?
Is that honestly the only bit of information we have to work on?
It's real.
You know what we have to say? Just politically correct. You just got to be yourself, Shelley. Just got to be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself. I feel like there's more information needed in most cases.
No, but if someone doesn't like you for who you are, it's not going to really last that long.
Shut your mouth. I think be yourself, sure. But how do you get boys to like you? I think, well, you know what? I don't actually have any advice. Next question.
Well, my advice is to take advice from movies, and nothing is more romantic than Hollywood. And in the movie, The Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter locks people he liked in a hole in the ground, and they never forgot about it.
That's some good advice.
That's how you get people to like you.
Yeah.
Lock them in a hole in the ground.
I might just try that.
And that was the end of our segment. It puts the lotion on the skin.
That's very good. We should, yeah.
All right, what else can we talk about? I think we're almost done.
I think we're onto something.
I have a couple more topics.
Oh,
actually,
here we go.
Actually, this is more. This is why people are going to start thinking, really, wow, Andy has gotten old, and I am starting to feel it because it is about that.
I have something old.
When,
all right, you ready?
Yeah.
This will actually blow your mind. This is super interesting. So, 1990 is here, right? The year 1990. 1965 is as far away from 1990 as we are now away from 1990.
What are you saying?
Yeah,
what do you mean? What, say?
So 1990 is here, the year, and 1965 is as far away from 1990, so what's that? 25 years, as we are now from 1990. So in the 90s, the 60s seemed so far away. Oh, it's just the time. Like, I feel like 2015 is a lot closer to 1990 than 1965 seems close to 1990. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know the only information I have from the 60s?
I don't see how that's interesting.
From the Austin
Powers
movies.
You just used a couple of maths. You just subtracted and added
a couple of
sums.
He means as in, like, how crazy was it in the 90s when you're like, oh, the 60s, that's so long away. But,
yeah.
But to say now...
I don't know, I wasn't born in the 60s.
Oh, we're pretty close by the sounds. There are... Oh, no, I won't say that. That's very rude. Anyway, what's your story?
Oh, no. Well, I find myself... Okay, this is why I'm a bit depressed about the old thing. Because I actually find myself... Now, this is a big call. I actually find myself occasionally watching shows like A Current Affair and Today Tonight.
Oh,
and I feel bad saying it. Yeah, I know. I'm ashamed that she is absolutely putrid trash. But how many times have you seen it? All they do is talk about Coles and Woolworths. It's Coles and Woolworths battles. But this is one that I've never heard them talking about. And I actually do have a little issue that I think could be picked up by A Current Affair of my local Woolworths. My local Woolworths, they're doing some dodgy shit, right? Okay. I like my bananas, right? And I like my bananas to be fresh. I like my...
Phrasing.
No, I like my bananas really to be fresh. Banana. I like a really big banana. I like... No, but anyway. Bananas never last that long. They last like a day and then they're gone. So you've got to get the green ones,
right? Are you angry at bananas?
No. Well, I mean, it's not their fault. That's their...
The banana's green.
Let me finish my damn story. Anyway, when I'm picking a banana, I want it to last as long as possible. So I always go for the green one. This is the problem. Okay, I go to Woolworths. I go to my Woolworths, right? And I pick up these bananas, like, yeah, they look green. And I started turning them, and I was like, wait a minute, the shadow is changing. And then I looked up.
You've told me this, actually.
I looked up, and above all the bananas, they normally have, you know, we got bright LED lights all here. Above the bananas, they have green fucking globes above the bananas. They are rotting us. They are pretending that they are fresh bananas when they're really yellow and stale and old to pretend that they're green and fresh.
This is outrageous.
Check it out. I want to see if there's any other ones out there. Look up next time you're getting a banana. Have a look up and see if there's a green globe. Because I tell you what, the my local Woolworths, they got a green bloody globe above the damn bananas. And no, that's false advertising.
I don't believe you.
I'll take a photo. I think I did take a photo, actually. No, because I remember saying they're bastards. Anyway, that's what makes me feel old. I'm watching A Current Affair and I'm whinging about fucking bananas.
I have a story that will equally piss you off.
Yeah.
This will piss you off way more. Okay. So, everyone knows, huge sponsor of the show, Ocean Blue Seafood, Budgie Boy Circle. Not really. Gary, best chicken burger you'll ever eat. We've had him.
It was really
five
good.
$5 chicken burger. Other day, after a surf, Kaz's Kebab.
Kaz's?
Around the corner.
Kaz's and Gary's?
Yeah. They're in stiff competition.
Oh.
But Kaz's, like, they refurbished it. So I went to Kaz's and I felt so dirty about it. Looked up on the board. So Gary's burgers are $5 and you get chips, Coke, burger for $5.
Oh.
Can't beat it.
That's a deal. That's a steal. So,
went to Kaz's, up on the board, chicken burger, combo, $11.90.
Oh no!
That would have hurt.
Double the price.
So I'm like, oh okay, I guess I'll get it. Takes a long time to come. So I'm sitting there waiting for it to come. Giving the burger at the end of it to get the drink. I'm like, oh yeah, cool. Like, where are my chips? She's like, oh sorry, there's no chips. So they're saying burger combo, and they're using just a. I know.
That is almost more outrageous than Andrew's.
Livid.
Sorry.
No. So livid.
No. So the combo
is. Fucking says combo.
That's just with the drink.
Combo is just a burger and a drink. Combo is burger, drinks, and chips.
Yep.
You can't argue with that.
That's the true blue way.
It's like they're changing the fundamental laws of takeaway shops everywhere.
First they charge you for sauce, now they're dropping the chips. No. What's next?
It's like Happy Meal. You're going Happy Meal. Where's my chips? Sorry, we don't do that anymore.
Just, don't they?
Of course they do.
Oh, I thought they didn't. I think my heart broke a little.
I need an outrageous story now, I feel. I don't know if I'm pretty easygoing.
I suppose we should sort of talk about us for a little bit.
No one wants to hear about
wrap
us.
Wrap it up.
Well,
Did I have anything else to talk about? I don't know.
What else have you got, Andy?
I've got dudes staring at me at the gym. This was one I noticed the other day. I don't know if it's just because, I don't know, because Amy was out or whatever, and you see more, but I've noticed it. I don't know if our audience is changing a lot, but now it's really awkward. I go to the gym, and I like to put on a hoodie and just not get noticed or whatever, and there's a mirror there.
What a paparazzi.
When I'm placing my guns, I look behind me, and I see a lot of dudes staring at me at the gym, and I'm not a big guy or anything, so they're not admiring my guns or anything.
Maybe.
And I just find it weird, like it's not a normal audience or whatever. I think we're transitioning into the trader group.
Maybe with the hoodie on and your physique.
They thought
from
I was a woman.
They think you're a girl.
They were checking out my guns. That's true. I do squat.
The people at the checkout are like, sir, would you like a receipt? And he's like, oh, I can't go anywhere.
He gets back the credit card thing he's got to sign. Can you please sign this? Sorry, not today. We have a bunch of stuff coming up. We got an album coming out next month, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Which we're doing artwork at the moment, which is pretty fucking stressful.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do a tour at the end of the year, which is probably the most ambitious tour we've ever done.
I'm excited for that, but at the same time, I just found out the dates clash with Festival of the Sun.
What is
one of the best weekends of my life. Had it last time.
Who played last time?
Hey, I don't think we're allowed to give away dates yet, by the way. Just putting that out there.
Sorry. Yeah, of course. Through code, Andy's just...
Yeah, sorry, you can't go to your bullshit hipster festival.
No, I missed out on my bullshit hipster festival, and that was... I had a lot of fun.
Who played there when you went?
I had All Dizzy All Day. You had June Rats. Can't remember. What are they called?
Anyway.
Coldplay?
So we have an album coming out. We got a new single coming soon. Thank you so much to everyone who bought it. Amy.
Yeah. It means a lot that we...
Can we can tell them about Yeah, we can tell. We actually, in this very room that you are seeing, we actually filmed and recorded. Brady did an amazing job recording and producing. We did an acoustic version of Enemy. And then we filmed it in this room.
In this very room.
And I'm quite happy with how it turned. Should we play a quick little sample? Or it'll be up.
It'll look like shit. And yeah, it'll sound okay. Like shit.
Okay. Well, it'll probably be up Sunday. I reckon it's pretty good. I dig it. I dig it.
I actually like it too.
It's chill version of the song. So yeah, that'll be up Sunday.
Hey, Shostak Radio is trending on Twitter.
That's fantastic.
You guys are sick.
But yeah.
Ahead of Growing Up a Directioner, take that one direction.
Looks like. Oh, that's a topic we should talk about. No, that's something that really interests me.
The one from Wonder. Having a kid?
Yeah, that he had a kid. I am shocked by that. Like, because surprise me. How long have we been doing
though? What? Oh, you mean like how long have we been doing it? Like how do we not have?
Yeah,
kids?
It's like I'm you guys. I get it. I'm surprised there's not a little Andy running around there somewhere. And it's like to think that, I don't know. Like they're still pretty young dudes, and I just don't get.
Have kids everywhere.
But it's like how can like their audience? How can they appeal to like someone with a dad? Like his life's gonna change. I'm sure he's pretty comfortable.
I don't think he actually
but...
does have a kid.
Really?
People on Periscope will tell us.
Is this
I
a
don't.
Rumor?
I think
does he have a kid?
Maybe.
I don't know. I just saw an extension of some news report. He's got a kid, and I'm like, no way.
And there. They're like, does he have a kid?
Does he have a kid?
Tell
Can
us
anyone answer?
Does he have a kid? He?
I don't know.
Someone said it's an internet lie.
It's all bullshit.
He doesn't have a kid.
Oh.
There we go. Well. And someone said it's not Harry, so no one gives a shit.
It does sound pretty fake. Should we do any phone calls or anything fun? Mm, I feel like we should call someone.
Prank call.
Let's. We've got to save the good stuff. Like you know, it's episode two.
Yeah, I think true. This is episode one. It was a bit of a trial and error. See how we go. I mean, if you like it, I think we'll definitely start working on segments. Maybe we can do some prank calls or something. We were thinking ages ago. What was it like? You've just been pigged or something like that, and I just call random people up and go.
Should we do that right now?
We could. Do you have a random person?
No,
and then just go, you've just been pigged.
I'm going to call a random number. I'm going to call a random number right now.
Yeah, random number. Okay, we're going to call a random number. Starting our first segment. You've just been pigged.
All right.
Here we go.
Are we actually going to do this?
This is pretty funny.
This is the last thing, and then we're done.
We'll finish with this amazing segment.
All right.
Oh, this is me.
Should I hold up to this microphone?
Sure. So I'm just going to start squealing.
You've just been pigged. We need his reaction.
That was my parents.
That doesn't count, Dan. He would have known straight away it was me.
I'll call him again.
Okay.
We should do cow. You've just been cowed.
Hang on. You can do the cow. I can't do a cow voice.
Hello?
Mark!
You've just been cowed. You've just been cowed.
Your dad is the most awkward.
Fuck off, Sean.
You do this nightly with a different farm animal.
Oh, wow.
You've just been
great
rabbited.
Great end to the show. Yeah. Thank you for everyone tuning in. We're going to announce a tour soon, so hopefully see you guys there.
Should we practice our going away segment? Because we got to record like a jingle and everything. Should we? Right. 1, 2, 3. Short Stack Radio!
And now we awkwardly have to go and turn the button.
How much would your neighbors be like, what the fuck was that?
Pretty much.